Turned off by attorneys and huge legal fees? More and more people are choosing to represent themselves in all kinds of legal matters.
There are opportunities where you want to bring an attorney involved, get an attorney's knowledge, and there's reasons why we went to school for so long and spent all that money.
So how do you know which situations you need an attorney and which ones you can handle on your own?
A good time to use your own knowledge, get your own forms, is when you have a pretty straightforward situation. There's not a lot of complicating factors involved.
For example, there are two situations that are too complex to handle yourself. The first is prenuptial agreements. Each party should have his or her own attorney for a prenuptial agreement. The second is criminal cases. An adequate defense requires legal expertise and knowledge that you just don't have. So what can you handle yourself? Small claims?
And in some situations you can do that. You can go to a copy store or a legal form store and get the right forms that you need.
At that type of store, you can get forms for no-fault divorces, simple wills, and personal bankruptcy. Another resource for free or low-cost legal help.
And you have a pro bono legal resource center and also kind of a free legal aid. Now, that's not exactly correct because there are certain requirements to fit in there, income-wise or based on certain other characteristics.
Here in Southern Nevada, we have Clark County Legal Services and Nevada Legal Services. The two agencies help 7,000 people every year. Crystal Perrone is one of them. Clark County Legal Services helped her handle a case of odometer fraud.
They've got me a settlement, and they've helped me a lot, as in finding out what was going on with my car, getting this thing almost resolved.
Nevada Legal Services handles housing issues, immigration issues, and unemployment cases. And then we handle basically what they don't handle.
Clark County Legal Services handles mostly civil matters, consumer fraud, and the Americans with Disabilities Act. But there are some requirements you have to meet.
We have two main requirements. One is it's a case that we would handle. It's within our priorities, which are the types of cases that I listed. And second, our income guidelines. And we have the income guidelines to ensure that we are assisting people who cannot access justice or get attorneys for themselves.
Even if you don't meet the income level, the two agencies have free handouts on everything from landlord-tenant matters to small claims court.